The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
For Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Thanks for joining me. It's another great day here in Central Ohio. And what we're going to do today is we're going to listen to some of the interviews that I do when I travel around the country. We call them Teeth Across America. And today, most of the audio files, most of the sound bites we're going to hear are from Las Vegas, although I think there are a couple, if we have time, a couple from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And that would be quite a contrast, wouldn't it? Now, next week is the 4th of July weekend, and we will also be listening to Teeth Across America interviews. I think it's going to be a fun show. I think because people do gather together with family and friends, that it'll be neat to listen in to people's opinions from all over the country regarding their teeth. So, we normally go over announcements at the beginning of the show, but I think what I want to do is get right into these sound clips so that we can listen in and then make comments. And I do want you to know that if you have questions, you can call us at 821-1230, or you can send me an email to dentallyspeakingonam1230@yahoo.com. And right before we go into the clips, let me just give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And that is, according to an article in the Columbus Dispatch, June 7th of this year, by what percent did the practice of dentistry, or as an industry, grow from April to April? So April of 08 to April of 09, what percent did the average dental office experience a growth? All right, remember 821-1230 or dentally speaking on am1230@yahoo.com. So, the very first clip we're going to listen to is a gentleman named Jamal, and he is a bellman at the Hilton Grand Vacation Club, Las Vegas. So, continuing the Teeth Across America series, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm at the Hilton Grand Vacations Club. I'm speaking with
Jamal.
Jamal. And Jamal, what's your position here? What do you do?
I'm a bellman here at the hotel.
Bellman, which means you take care of people?
Yes, try to offer a good customer service.
Good, which means a smile's probably important to you?
Very much so.
Okay. I'm curious, at the hotel here, do they offer dental insurance to you guys?
Yes, they do. It's actually a good plan through the union.
Oh, what union's that?
The culinary.
I never heard of that. There's a culinary union?
Yes. It's basically because of all the hotels around Las Vegas. The culinary union is probably one of the biggest unions that we have in Las Vegas.
Okay. So that means you have a dentist?
Yes.
By the way, he has nice teeth.
Thank you.
And how often do you go?
I try to go all my annuals and then get my, you know, routine cleanings. But I try to go annually because I had some root canals. I had a couple things I had done.
So you had some catch-up to do.
I did.
And how was that?
Actually, it was good. I really do appreciate my teeth. My parents did a great job of, you know, keeping me going and keeping me... But I think teeth are very, very important.
And were the root canals okay? Like, you know, we hear all these jokes about root canals that they hurt and all that. What did you find?
Depending on the area. The bottom molars weren't that nice. I had one at the top that wasn't that bad, but the bottom were pretty gruesome.
Gruesome, okay. Okay, I've never heard anybody call it that before. But anyway, okay, and so other than root canals, anything else bother you?
Not too much.
And you're, so you like your dentist?
Yes, very good.
Good, good. Do you have any questions for me?
Are you a dentist out in...
Yeah, I'm a dentist, meaning do you have any dental questions?
Hmm. Yes, I've always been intrigued about crowns. So what are crowns?
A crown is like a, people call them caps. They're the same thing. And it covers the tooth entirely and protects it. So if you see somebody with a gold tooth, that's a crown. Other people call caps. Although these days, obviously, we make them out of porcelain, so sometimes you can't tell they're wearing a crown.
Okay. Another question, veneers. What are veneers for people with overbites, underbites, or like what are veneers?
Veneers is like a fake fingernail for teeth. It's made out of porcelain. It's thin. And a little bit of the outer edge of your tooth is reduced, the part that we see. And then this thin shell of porcelain is bonded over top to give it a nicer look, a nicer shape, usually a nicer color.
So like dentures?
No. Individual, like a fake fingernail. So you would take one little piece of porcelain and you would lay it over top of one tooth, and you can still floss between them. It's just like a... Think of it as armor, I guess, like an outer coating that looks like teeth, but it's bonded to your own tooth. We have to shave a little off the tooth, because if we didn't, they'd look too big and fat.
Got you. Very cool. Yeah, very cool.
All right. Well, I'll give you some information once we're done recording here that you can listen to your own interview. It's on iTunes, and maybe I'll give it out now for the listeners. You search iTunes under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko, and I'll explain how to spell the name, okay?
Very cool. Thank you very much. That was cool.
Thanks for the interview. Okay, after we finished our interview, Jamal and I continued to talk, and he had a couple questions for me. And so, anyway, go ahead and ask me a question.
What's the earliest age that a child should go to the dentist?
Because you have a child?
I have a newborn, 3 weeks old.
Only 3 weeks?
And I'm already inquiring, so I want them to have nice teeth.
Congratulations. Okay, the earliest age, it's recommended by the pediatric dentists that you bring your child to the dentist at age 1 year.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
And the reason is because we want to see that everything is developing properly. Things like the where the teeth are going to be, they're called gum pads, you know?
Okay.
And then you bring them back probably year and a half, two, and at two, I've done a full visit, which is exam, x-rays, cleaning, fluoride, everything at age two, but not every child is ready for that. So in some cases, it's 2.5, but in almost every case, by age three, they can have the full visit. But it's important to get them in, let your dentist, your pediatrician, whatever you choose to go to, look. By the way, a pediatrician is a pediatric dentist. And then if there's something not developing properly, like the teeth are coming in the wrong order, they'll be able to tell you and they'll be able to make some recommendations before things get, you know, out of whack.
Okay. Does a pacifier or, not necessarily bottle sucking, but thumb sucking, does that have anything to do with the way the teeth grow in as far as in the gums, like how they...
It does. The upper teeth are positioned, the upper front teeth, are in a bone called the premaxilla, which is a little pie-shaped piece of bone that's kind of in the front there between the side two pieces of bone. And if a child sucks on their thumb over a long period, they can physically move that bone out with the teeth in it. So you can create a major overjet by allowing your child to suck their thumb, and it actually creates a space for their thumb so their teeth don't come together.
Wow, okay. So does that soften up the gums? Like that, 'cause when they're sucking, is that what it's doing?
It's physically moving the teeth through bone, and in the case of that premaxilla bone, it's actually moving that bone because it's not fused to the other two yet. Just like, you know how infants, the suture lines on their skull aren't closed yet, they have that soft spot?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it's similar in the mouth. There's a place where these three bones come together, and those two suture lines aren't fused yet, so they can easily push that whole bone out with the teeth intact in it.
Very cool. Didn't know that. Thank you for the info.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. And I'm sure my listeners will be happy to, be interested in that question as well. Okay. I thought that was a great interview. Jamal is a good guy, and his child's only 3 weeks old, and he's already concerned about his teeth. So I think that's great. This next clip is going to be a little bit different because this was late at night. People were out partying, reveling. And so I just wanted to warn you, there's a slight different flavor to this interview. So here we go. Four guys outside the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas.
Okay, I'm standing outside the Flamingo. and we're doing our Teeth Across America series, and I met up with a bunch of guys who look like they're having a good time.
That's right.
And so anyway, and you have teeth, right?
We have teeth.
What was he ever going to say?
My name's Tully. Everybody here needs to check out Low End Theory, Los Angeles, lowendtheoryclub.com. You need to check it out, get that music, live it up. You need to check out My Hollow Drum, myhollowdrum.com. You guys are sleeping on the music. LA is bumping. You need to hear it. It's going down. Get that fresh stuff. Get that fresh music.
Now, we're in Las Vegas right now, right?
Ears open. You need to listen. Ears open. You know what I'm saying? That's the future.
Are you in a band?
I'm a DJ. My name's Tully. I'm in a crew called My Hollow Drum. You got to check out Low End Theory Club. It's the future of music right there.
Okay, do me a favor. Do you have a dentist?
I don't. Well, I do, but what does that matter?
Well, the question is this is a show about dentistry. Yeah, it's a dental survey, so I'm just curious.
I got a dentist.
Okay. How long has it been since you've been there?
Man, it's been years, you know what I'm saying? But he's been my dentist since I was a boy.
Good job. So your teeth are healthy?
They are healthy. You know, he tells me I have thick enamel, so I don't have to worry that much, you know what I mean?
Is that like saying you have a thick head?
That's not saying I have a thick head, my friend, but that's very witty of you. But thick enamel, thick head, very different. Thick head, sometimes that's on beer. Thick enamel, that's on your mouth. That's in teeth.
Can you think of anything else that has a thick head?
Well, I can think of some other things.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
You know what I mean?
All right. Do you have dental insurance?
I have insurance through my work. Yes, I do.
Good. How's it working out for you?
You know what? I haven't used it, but I've used the other medical. Not dentist, but I have used the other medical.
Okay. Okay, good. Anybody have a strange story about how you maybe broke a tooth or chipped a tooth? No?
You know, actually, I do have a friend that just recently chipped a tooth. They chipped their tooth drunk.
And doing what?
Well, falling.
Oh, they just fell down?
They fell, and they chipped their tooth, and now they look different for the rest of their life. For the rest of their life, they will look different unless they get it corrected. So, moral of the story, brush your teeth.
You'll be next.
You know what I mean? Keep it up. Good stuff.
No, it's not about sports. It just happens to be on Fox Sports.
But it's about your mouth. It's about teeth. It's about good hygiene. You know what I mean? You got to floss.
Hey, there's nothing uncool about healthy teeth and bones.
No, you got to floss. You got to drink milk. You gotta do your thing. You know what? You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a once a dayer. I wake up in the morning and I brush them.
Okay, we're talking about brushing, right?
Occasionally, before bed. But that's not always my bread and butter. It's not. I'm not gonna lie. It's okay. What's your name?
Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, you know what I mean? Is that really that bad?
If you do it thoroughly, you'll be fine. If you do it thoroughly.
What's your name?
Nothing.
Do you brush your teeth?
Gets shy when you put the microphone in front of him. Okay.
How often?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays you brush?
Two times a week?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Especially if you're going to party, you need to brush your teeth regularly. If you're going to party and be a bad man.
I will let you know one thing.
What's that?
When I go out, and speaking of what you're saying, speaking of the devil, El Diablo, when I go out and I party, I'm more liable to brush my teeth before bed because it feels so grimy.
Yeah.
I got cigarettes and alcohol, all types of buildup.
Now remember, it's a PG-13 show.
Increase when you don't brush your teeth.
They increase when you don't brush your teeth?
Chances increase when you don't brush your teeth.
That's the motto.
I appreciate you coming out here. We're basically partying out here, and you know, this right here.
Wab, don't know nothing.
Yeah. Wab, I am a wab. Basically, I'm a wop.
I'm
Italian. So.
Not recording that anymore.
I am.
You are. If you're recording, I am from Los Angeles, Arcadia, California.
Oh,
patio, the Huntington. The patio on Huntington, unaltered.
He's gonna come out of the radio.
I'm not saying that. I'm
he's
just saying.
I'm not gonna cut it. These are live interviews. As long as you keep it clean. As long as you keep it clean.
Thank you.
Okay. Tell me, have you ever chipped a tooth?
Chipped a tooth? Yes. I'm actually a amateur Muay Thai fighter.
Oh, really?
I've chipped my tooth in the ring. But there's nothing uncool about healthy teeth and bones. I'll tell you that nonstop. We drink milk all the time to keep our bones and teeth healthy. Brush your teeth 3 times a day. That's how we roll.
All right. Sounds good.
I'll keep your mouth guard in place.
Right.
Keeps you from getting knocked out.
So you do wear a mouth guard, right?
Oh, yeah. And it always teeth health care for that. We have an actual orthodontist appointed to us to make sure that our teeth are straight.
before we fight. Yeah, that's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to have a good amount of calcium in you. It's part of our diet.
And you said it's Muay Thai. What kind of martial arts?
It's a professional Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
Yeah, it's anybody that does anything in the UFC does Muay Thai. Any kind of stand up fighting is Muay Thai.
I'll be darned. That's really good. That's really good. Hey, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much.
Hey. Anthony Cardoza.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. I'm Dr. Kvitko, Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thanks for joining me this morning. What we're doing today is listening to some interviews that I've done from around the country, in this case primarily Las Vegas. Before I go back to those, I'd like to give a couple guesses that we've received for our question of the day. And the question of the day is, according to a Columbus Dispatch article on June 7th of this year, what percent did sales grow at dental offices on average nationally from April to April? So April of 08 to April of 09. Mike sent in a guess of 0%. Thought it would be flat. Sarah called in her guess of 2%. And Tim called in a guess of 10%. And none of these are right, but they're definitely in the ballpark. So please keep your guesses coming. It's 821-1230. Or dentally speaking on am1230@yahoo.com if you want to send us an email. Also keep in mind you can go to dentallyspeaking.com and see what our upcoming topics will be. And this show is available by podcast by going to www.am1230wyts.com or searching under podcasts on iTunes. Use the search word Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko, and that's spelled DrKvitko. Dr. Kvitko with no period. All right, this next interview that we are going to listen in is a gentleman named Kevin, and he's going to tell us a little bit about a bad experience and a good experience that he had.
Okay, I'm speaking with
Kevin.
Kevin, and you must be from Las Vegas?
Absolutely.
Were you born and raised here?
Absolutely not.
Where were you born and raised?
Born in Salt Lake City and raised in Texas.
Okay, how'd you wind up in Las Vegas? Take a wrong turn?
I took a wrong turn and decided to be a mechanic, and I wound up here.
Auto mechanic?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, there are cars everywhere. You can live wherever you want. That's really neat, actually, when you think about it.
Yes.
You know? Because everybody needs a good mechanic. Probably more people need mechanics than dentists, right?
Right.
Okay, you said you wanted to tell me you had like a good experience and you had a bad experience. Which one do you want to tell me about first?
I'll tell you about the bad one. I went to a office on Flamingo and Grand Canyon.
Somewhere near Flamingo and Grand Canyon?
Somewhere in there. And I got a root canal.
Yes.
They didn't use the little funnel thing to put the bleach in my tooth.
Really?
Yeah, and wound up splashing onto my lip and it burned it.
Oh, you got bleach on your lip. Now, some people don't know that with root canals, one of the last steps is, it's called sodium hypochlorite, and it's diluted bleach, basically. And we squirt that inside the tooth and let it kill the bacteria before we seal it. And so, he didn't have the cap on or something, and it squirted in your mouth?
It squirted out of my mouth somehow, wound up on my lip, and it looked like I had a giant herpes.
Oh, wow. Well, that's not very good. Now, did you have them finish the root canal, or did you go somewhere else?
They finished the root canal. I went somewhere else for the crown.
Okay. Was that a good experience?
That was a great experience. That was Radiant Dental on Lake Mead and Tenaya.
Okay. I guess it's okay as long as you're saying nice things. All right. So, was the back tooth? I'm assuming, let me guess, it was a first molar on your lower right.
Yes.
How did I know that?
I don't know. You're a dentist.
All right. Kind of like, what's that guy that does some announcing for, or interviewing for, the guy was on The Sopranos. Jay Leno has him on sometimes, and he goes out and he guesses things about people.
Yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Big guy. I can't remember his name. But anyway, all right. Well, hey, thanks very much. You have any questions?
No, that's it.
Okay, appreciate your time. Have a great evening, okay?
All right, you too.
All right. Now, before we go to our break, we have a little bit of time, and I thought this would be a great time to go over some of the announcements that we have. One of them is the fact that we are holding the third annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It is August 15th at Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. 100% of the money raised for this outing is going to go directly to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, and they work to promote acceptance and inclusion of people with Down Syndrome. Last year, we were able to raise about $1,400. This outing is in its infancy. Plus, we try to keep the price down. The price is only $45 per golfer. And I know I got something in the mail just the other day where it was something like, I think it might have been $140 a golfer, or maybe $150. So anyway, come on out, join us, have a great time. I know you will. I did. Everybody that was there had a great time. And August 15th. And if you would like to sign up, you can call the office at 262-9588. Ask for Kelly or Judy. And also, if you're a business and you want to help us out by sponsoring a hole or donating a prize, you can also call those same numbers and do that as well. So we'd love to have you. It is a scramble format. It's $90 per team, which is a two-person team. And individual players, $45. If you're just by yourself, come on out. We'll pair you up with three others, and you'll have a great time. It includes 18 holes of golf, a cart, dinner, and two drink tickets. No drinks, just the tickets. No, I'm just kidding. And all players' spots are reserved upon receipt of your payment. So, and I believe the registration form is at dentallyspeaking.com as well as my own website, which is drkavitko.com. I do want to thank some of the corporate sponsors who have already come forward. C.O. Bagelow donated two small packages, the Ultimate Package and the Night Out Package. Polaris Lifestyle Family Fitness, 1 6-month membership. Polaris Magic Mountain, one family package including pizza and drinks. 6 Columbus Crew tickets, 2 tickets to the Easton Funny Bone Comedy Club, 20 tickets to Splatter Park Paintball Games for an all-day event. And Metro Martial Arts has donated 1 free month of karate lessons along with a free uniform. Okay, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Mark your calendar and please give us a call. And it is time to go to commercial. Please stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
You're always in my heart. From early in the morning till it's dark, I gotta see your sweet, sweet smile every day.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko, and you're listening to Dentally Speaking. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Our phone number is 821-1230, so if you have a question, feel free to give us a call. We had one more guest for our question of the day, and that was, I'm trying to remember where I put it. It was from Mike, I think it was, or did we already give Mike's guest? No, it was from Tony. Tony guessed 5%, and that's close, Tony, but we're still not quite there. All right, this next interview is also kind of, you know, four guys out having fun. It's in front of Margaritaville, across from Caesar's Palace, and four guys kind of, I don't know, looking kind of tough, you know, and luckily I was able to get them to open up and talk to me, so let's listen.
Well, now I'm in front of Margaritaville, which is across the street from Caesar's Palace, and I'm talking to a bunch of guys who look like they're out having a good time. And who am I speaking to first?
Brandon.
Brandon, okay, Brandon. Where are you from?
California, Los Angeles.
Really? All you guys from Los Angeles?
No, I'm from Long Beach.
What's your name?
Timothy.
Timothy's from Long Beach. Brandon is from Los Angeles. And?
My name is Cameron. I'm from Bellflower.
Is that California?
Yes, that's California.
Bellflower, probably close to L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not from there, so can you tell?
My name is Devon Stewart.
Devon, where are you from?
Long Beach, California.
I've been there. Yeah. I've been to L.A., been to Long Beach. Where'd you say again?
Long Beach.
Okay, I've been there. I don't think I've been to Bellflower. Okay, it's by Long Beach. All right. Do you have a dentist?
Do I have a dentist? Yes, I do.
How long has it been since you've been?
About a year.
By the way, he's got a nice smile, doesn't he? Have a nice smile?
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I bet the ladies like that, right?
Yeah, they sure do.
You think you'd get a date if you had, like, a bunch of missing teeth or rotten teeth?
Hell no. No, not at all.
Okay. I'm not sure about that one. We'll check with the producer. Anyway, do you have any friends or anybody you know that chipped a tooth in a weird way?
Yeah, I did.
You did too?
I chipped a tooth. Yeah, back in the fifth grade.
Doing what?
Riding a scooter.
Riding a scooter?
I hopped and chipped my tooth.
So you went face first?
Yeah.
How old are you in fifth grade? 9?
11? I don't know. Not yet. Around 9, 10, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I asked 9. I'm going to get yours, Timothy, in a sec. Most people chip their teeth when they're 9.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the weirdest thing. You ask people, just for fun, next time you know somebody's broken a tooth, front tooth, ask them how old they were.
9 years old, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
9 years old, so you'd be like a Karnak or whatever. You'd be able to be reading their mind, right? So, Timothy, how'd you break yours?
Oh, no, I never broke it. I had a friend that broke it.
A friend? Okay.
Yeah. He was on a rail, on a skateboard.
fell off. He was trying to like do some kind of like 50-50 grind.
So he's grinding on the rail?
Yeah, and like messed up his like all front, his front grill inside.
What did he have done?
All of them knocked out. He got a, what's it, he got a, what is that, the fake teeth?
Yeah.
He got fake teeth, yeah.
We talking about Joe?
No. No, Joe didn't fall. He got his teeth knocked out.
So does his fake tooth or teeth come in and out at night?
I'm not sure. I never asked him.
Okay, so you don't know if it's a bridge or if it's something that comes in and out.
No, it's one of those things that like old people got. Like you take out and you put it in like that.
Okay, yeah, he's talking about a removable partial. So maybe later sometime he can get a bridge when he can afford it or something.
Yeah.
And I forgot your name already. I'm sorry.
My name's Cameron.
Okay, Cameron. So do you have any stories like that?
Yeah, I chipped a tooth when I was 13.
13? What took you so long? He did his when he was 9.
It was an accident. I was potato sack racing at an assembly, and I failed.
This was in school, huh?
Yeah, this was in school.
And how'd you get it fixed?
Went to the dentist like a couple of days later. I got a temporary cap because I had to get a root canal, and then later on I got a permanent one.
So you have a porcelain crown on there now?
Yes.
Let me see. Smile. Well, they did a pretty nice job, huh? Yeah, that's really good. Good job. You want to tell me who did that?
I don't know the dentist's name, but he was in Bellflower.
Okay, so dentist in Bellflower took care of that. All right. And did you say you don't know anybody that broke a tooth, that you didn't break one?
Nope, not at all.
You got any good experiences or bad ones at a dentist?
You know what? No, I don't. I really don't.
Really? You look a little bit like Michael Jordan, you know that?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
All right, well, guys, hey, thanks for talking to me. You have a great evening, okay?
All right.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, so that was, and like I said, these guys were, you know how people are, they travel in packs, and they were looking pretty tough, and I almost didn't go up to them because they didn't look approachable, but once we got to talking, obviously I opened up and talked a little bit about their childhood, and I did appreciate them spending time talking to me. You know, one of the things that I like about doing these interviews is that people, you know, everybody, like I said, I joke, but everybody has teeth, and so this is a topic that really is important to everyone, maybe not in the forefront of your mind, but the more you listen, the more you realize how important your teeth are. You realize that it's how people judge you, it's how you talk, how you say words. Many of you might remember the interview I did with a homeless man, and he was very hard to understand, and I don't know that I made it clear why. But it was because he was missing several teeth, and so it was hard for him to make sounds and say his words. And of course, so we have speaking, we have smiling, which is how you are judged by other people, and then chewing. Let's not forget chewing, because if you can't properly chew your food, it's very hard to have a nutritious diet if you can't get it down. And we talked several weeks ago about how elephants die when they wear out their sixth set of teeth. And that the scientists feel that if they had another set, that elephants would live a whole lot longer. So when I go and I talk to schools, I make sure kids know this, that all of the things that our teeth do for us, and that we sometimes take them for granted. You have to brush the back teeth too, not just the ones that people see. I have a lot of folks that I, sometimes unfortunately I don't get to see them because they're afraid of coming to any dentist until the front teeth are starting to become affected. So they'll smile and I can see, you know, you can see the front teeth, maybe the front six or eight, and they're for the most part in good shape. But then I look in the back and all the teeth are rotten. Well, they didn't have anything done because those weren't bothering them. But now that they're starting to show in smiling, now they're more concerned. So what I'm trying to do is to get people to understand that it's okay to pick up the phone and call. If you're sitting at home because you are afraid of the dentist or something like that, don't be. Just pick up the phone and call. You can feel free to call us, ask your questions. Maybe I can put you at ease. But you have to take that step. So, we do have to go to a commercial break. Please stay with us. We have more interviews to come. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And we have been listening to interviews across America, teeth across America. Before I go further, I want to give out the answer to today's question of the day, because sometimes I get so wrapped up in listening to these interviews that I forget. So, the question of the day was, what percent did sales increase at dental offices on average throughout the country, according to the Columbus Dispatch article on June 7th of 09? The answer was 6.9% increase. And I want to say that I actually find that interesting, because I don't think we're feeling that in Columbus. I think in this, the middle of the country, where we've had lots of layoffs, Ohio's been hit especially hard, I'm very surprised by that number, because I think in Columbus we are either flat or down. But anyway, I thought it was an interesting stat, because people, it is poignant, and people would have an opinion. Now, I want to go back to Las Vegas. I interviewed a woman and her boyfriend. I can't remember if they're fiancés or not, but anyway, let's go ahead and listen to Monique and talking about her teeth with her fiancé, Brian.
Okay, so I am... What are we standing in front of? What is this place? Oh, I think it's still Margaritaville, maybe?
Margaritaville, Las Vegas.
Okay.
Good.
Which is directly across from Caesars. Okay. And I am speaking with...
Monique.
And Monique, thanks for speaking with me today.
Hi.
We're talking about teeth, as you know.
Yes.
And you have a pretty smile.
Thank you.
So I'm assuming that teeth are important to you, right?
Absolutely.
Now, who's this guy with you?
This is my fiancé, Brian.
Brian's with you, and I'm going to ask Brian a quick question. I'll come back to you. Brian, if she had Billy Bob teeth, would you have asked her out on a date?
No, never.
Did you know that?
No.
Would you have gone out with him if he had Billy Bob teeth?
Yes.
You would have?
Would I have gone out on a date with him? No.
So teeth are very important then, aren't they?
Very important.
Yeah. Now, you do have a dentist?
Yes.
And how often do you go?
Every 4 months.
Really?
Yes, every 4 months.
Good. So you go every 4 months to stay even healthier than most folks, right?
Yes.
Very good. That's very good. Have you ever chipped a tooth?
Yes, I have.
Do you know how you chipped it?
I have no idea.
Does that mean you woke up and your tooth was chipped?
Exactly.
How long ago was that?
About 6 months ago.
Oh, real recent?
Yes.
Okay. Now, but you've been to your dentist 4 months ago. Did he fix it like 6 months ago when you happened, or?
Yes, veneers.
Oh, okay, veneers. Good for you. Well, I spoke to somebody earlier that wants veneers but can't afford them. Did you find them too expensive?
No, they're worth it.
I think so, too. Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. So your dentist takes good care of you?
Very much so.
Good. And got a little background music going on here. Anyway, and what about Brian? Does Brian have any questions, you think?
Maybe so.
Is he too shy?
I think he's shy.
He's shy? She thinks you're shy, but do you have any questions?
No, none at all.
None at all? So if I wanted to ask you how to do a root canal because I forgot, what would I do?
What?
Well, you know, I'm a dentist, but what if I woke up one morning and I forgot how to do a root canal, and I came to you and I said, hey, Brian, how do I do a root canal? What do I do?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
I know that.
You know that? You know that?
A root canal? They put you under and they break open your tooth and take out the dead root.
That's pretty close. Usually the tooth's already broken open.
Yes, they take out the dead root and then they prep it for post-op, and then you come back in a few days to a week and they put it on the crown.
That's right. So you get the root canal on day one, right? Right?
Yes.
And the crown in a couple weeks?
Yes.
Okay, did you know that there's a kind of crown that can be done now that is done while you wait?
I did not know that.
It's called CEREC, C-E-R-E-C, and what it is it's a computerized acquisition unit that takes an infrared scan of your tooth rather than impression that they put in your mouth, you know? It takes an infrared scan, and then it sends the information to a milling machine, and in about 5 minutes, your crown's ready to go on.
I did not know that.
Well, you might want to check, see if your dentist plans on getting that at some point in the future.
Definitely.
Can't do all teeth with it. Usually we don't do molars on guys like Brian because they chew too hard. But on women, we can usually do that.
Okay, that's great.
Well, thanks so much for talking with me, you guys. Have a great evening, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Too.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, I've left to a quieter spot of Las Vegas. Actually, probably going to call it a night. The last place I was, which I'm trying to remember the name of it, Rock House or something. The security guard told me I wasn't allowed to interview out front. It looked like they were allowed to do everything else. It was quite a wild scene. But anyway, I think we've gotten a good sampling of different folks who live in Las Vegas, visit Las Vegas, a lot of different walks of life, and I find it very interesting, and I'm going to continue this Teeth Across America series. You'll just kind of tune back in for other cities that we'll be traveling to throughout the year.
Keep smiling at trouble.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And today we were listening to some interviews that I did out in Las Vegas. We heard from people from L.A., from Las Vegas, some guy that, what do you say, born in Utah, moved to Texas, and wound up in Las Vegas, that sort of thing. There was kind of an underlying theme there, if you remember, and that is that a person's smile is very important to the opposite sex. If you want to make a great impression, if you want to get that first date, you probably need to have your teeth looking pretty darn good. They don't have to be perfect, perfectly straight or all that, or any of that. Although that's awful nice, but they should not be snaggle teeth. They should not be Billy Bob teeth. And I think you know that. And for those of you that are still sitting at home kind of afraid to go, just keep in mind that we do have lots of ways of making people comfortable in the dental office. In my case, it's intravenous sedation, oral sedation, laughing gas sedation, just being kind and considerate and compassionate. Those things go a long way. Now, what we did is we left, obviously, Las Vegas there, and I want to play a little clip that we had that I did when I was in Fort Wayne, Indiana. This is a gentleman that he installs cable for a living, so let's listen to this, and then I'll have a little comment after.
I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series, and I'm in West Lafayette, Indiana. I'm talking to the cable guy. I don't know if he wants to give me a name or not. First name only?
Richie.
Richie. Okay, Richie. Hey, you were telling me a little bit ago how you hadn't been to your dentist in a while. I guess the question is how come?
Just time. Don't have the time. Always working.
So better hours would be helpful?
Yeah, probably. More time off.
So if you had either more time off or your dentist was open later or on a Saturday or something?
That'd be nice.
Actually, it's Saturday today and you're working, so...
Yeah, I work every other Saturday.
Okay, so if you had a Saturday office, you'd be able to go?
Yeah.
Okay. But the dentist you go to, you said it's been a year and a half, they're not open on Saturdays at all?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
8 to 4? I don't even have those hours.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not until like 6:30 or 7 a couple nights a week. That would help you, right?
Oh, yeah.
When do you get off?
Whenever my jobs are done.
Oh, so you just have a list and you have to keep going and going and going. I see. Okay. Have you ever had a bad experience, good experience that you want to tell us?
No, not really. Never had any bad experiences. Dentist, always been pretty cool, pretty easy to get along with.
Good. They've never done a movie about a dentist, but they've done one about the cable guy, right?
Yeah, that's a different story altogether, though.
Actually, I don't remember this story, but wasn't that flattering?
Yeah, it was funny.
Anyway, hey, thanks so much for stopping and talking to us. I know you're busy, and if I don't let you go, you're not going to get home today, are you?
Correct.
Okay, thanks very much.
Not a problem.
All right. Now, what Richie was saying was that he's too busy to go to the dentist, and it's been a year and a half. And what I want to say is that if it's important to you, you will find the time. If it's important to you, you will find the money. And so I think as you listen to this show, as you listen today, you begin to get this understanding that taking care of your teeth, having a great smile, having a healthy mouth are very important. And I wanna throw this out, and that is that I used to have hours where I worked. I took my last patient at 9 o'clock at night. I was open every Saturday from 7 to 3. And what I found was that all I did was attract people who weren't making their mouth a priority. It was like if they happened to have, you know, a minute at the very, very end of a day or on a weekend, then maybe, just maybe, they'd make an appointment. And over the years, I finally discovered that, and here's how I did. I had several families who told me the only time they could come to me was on an evening or a Saturday. And that's why I kept those hours. And then one day, my daughter had an orthodontic appointment just up the street, actually at Dr. Pierce's office, who will be our guest on the show on the 19th of this month. And I go in there to check with my daughter, see how she's doing, and I see in the chair three of my patients whose families had all told me they could only come to me evenings and weekends. So what's that tell me? It tells me that maybe they really can take a little bit of time off work for school. Maybe it just wasn't important enough to them. And so I have scaled back my hours because I want to attract a group of folks who will make their mouth a priority, who already think it's their mouth is a priority, and who are going to be motivated to take good care and appreciate what we are doing for them. So, with that in mind, take good care, brush, floss, take good care of your teeth. Tune in next week. More Teeth Across America interviews. Thanks for joining me. Have a great day. We'll be right back.